American soldiers have been in Iraq for the past 7 years and nearly 10 years in Afghanistan. A troop drawdown in Iraq has brought some home, but there's no firm timeline for the rest to return. And Indiana's next U.S. senator will be casting votes that affect active duty military and their families. And if there's any issue on which candidates Brad Ellsworth and Dan Coats' positions differ the most, it's what the U.S. should do in these two wars. Coats, a Republican, believes withdrawal timelines in either country are a mistake.
Anytime you put an arbitrary date on it, it's a naive type of thinking that, for political purposes, sets a deadline which simply sends a signal to those who are trying to defeat all that you've done there and to say, wait it out and we'll just take it over after they leave.
Democrat Brad Ellsworth says he thinks those timelines are reasonable for expecting Iraq and eventually Afghanistan to run their own countries. Here, he is speaking specifically about Iraq.
You know, there comes a time where, you know, you take those training wheels off and you let the bike go, and sometimes it falls over and you scrape some knees and that. But you're not going to see a perfect government. It's unstable, no question about it. But we've given them all the means necessary to regulate themselves.
Both believe the U.S. war in Afghanistan more directly relates to 9/11 and terrorism against America. But what to do about it is a point on which the candidates clearly differentiate themselves. Again, here's Brad Ellsworth.
Training the Afghani army, the national police to do their job, the Afghani government is going to have to stand up and do their part. We've not had a lot of success with the current administration there, but they are the ones that will decide that. We can't go in and put in a government in place that mirrors our system. I look for to give them as much stability and training as we can and then bring our troops home.
Dan Coats says the U.S. needs to train the Afghani army and prevent the country from being a safe haven for terrorists.
The real danger is not just what is happening in Afghanistan, but our leaving could precipitate and trigger a takeover of Pakistan. And then you now have nuclear weapons in the hands of extreme terrorists. And that is a threat to the United States and a threat to the world that cannot be tolerated.
Hafiz Malik is editor of the Journal of South Asian and Middle Eastern Studies. He says the campaign rhetoric this election season is relying on what he says is a grossly overblown fear of terrorism. He says 9/11 happened in part because the U.S. did not have the stringent security it does now, and that terrorists do not wield enough power to either launch serious attacks on American soil or take control of Pakistan and its growing middle class. He says for now the U.S. is locked in conflicts it cannot win, and Indiana's next U.S. senator needs to play a part in ending them.
The objective of the guerrilla warfare in Afghanistan and Iraq is simply to deny victory to the United States. Their objective is not to win the war. So somebody has to ask the president, Mr. President, what is the political strategy? What do you want to accomplish? And I don't hear that.
But the people at ground level in these conflicts are U.S. military personnel and their families, including Marine Mom Sandy X from Fort Wayne. Her son Adam is stationed at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, but he was in Iraq last summer and will return to the Middle East sometime next year. She says whoever she decides to vote for in this race, it will be based on who she thinks will vote to protect funding for programs that provide good medical care and education to troops and their families.
My daughter-in-law was taking online courses, and that was there for her for $6,000 a year to be able to do that. Now, that's important for a spouse and as a mother-in-law to know that my daughter-in-law is occupied during a deployment, and there's no guarantees her husband is coming home at all. There's no guarantee that he'll be coming home in a condition where he can ever work again, and that was cut.
And in the end, she says, she'll vote for whomever she believes will make decisions that increase the likelihood of her son staying alive.
Let's talk about victory, or let's get him out of Dodge. It's that clear and it's that simple. We're either going to do it and do it right and do it well, or bring him home. And don't risk my boy or anybody else's for politics.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Marianne Holland.